Scripture reading, Matthew 7, 1-5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Devotional. From the 3rd to the 5th century, the Desert Fathers left a rich deposit of wisdom about how a genuine life with God must lead to a mature, non-judgmental love towards others. They write, "The monk must die to his neighbor and never judge him at all in any way whatever. If you are occupied with your own faults, you have no time to see those of your neighbor." Many of us have no trouble at all dispensing advice or pointing out the wrongdoings of others. We don't tend to allow others to be themselves before God or move at their own pace. Instead, we project onto them our own discomfort with their choice to live life differently than we do. The result is that we end up eliminating them in our own minds, either trying to make them like us or falling into a "who cares" indifference. Unless I first take the log out of my own eye, knowing that I have huge blind spots, I am dangerous. I must see the extensive damage sin has done to every part of who I am, emotion, intellect, body, will, and spirit, before I can attempt to remove the speck from my brother's eye. Question to consider. Is there someone God is calling you to stop judging? What might it look like to bless and extend mercy to them? Prayer. Abba Father, forgive me for having so many opinions about so many people and judging them. Wipe my slate clean and give me grace to see my own logs instead of rushing to judge others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath. And let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.